The following program contains language and situations which may be offensive to some people. Everything, however, was taken directly off the air.
It's go time.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Now or never. Here it comes.
Number five.
Hey, remember the "You've got mail" message from AOL? I did that pretty well, didn't I?
Yeah, you really did.
You've got mail. The voiceover guy who did that is 67-year-old Elwood Edwards. And, well, in case you don't remember, this is how the message used to sound.
You've got mail.
Right?
You've got mail.
Yeah. Oh, well, Elwood made such a lot of money doing that one voiceover for AOL. You wouldn't believe it. He's sitting on a beach somewhere drinking margaritas. Actually, no, you shouldn't believe that, because that was I just totally made that up on the spot. He's not doing that. He made so little money out of that one line that he did for AOL. He's actually an Uber driver now in Ohio, and one of his passengers found out who he was the other day and got so excited, and this is the interaction.
This is my Uber driver, and he just told me something very special, that he's the voice behind...
Welcome. You've got mail.
No way! Do it again. Do it again.
Welcome. You've got mail.
Yay. Okay, what's your name?
Elwood Edwards.
Elwood Edwards, thank you.
You bet.
You know what's funny? You know, back in the day when the internet was new, we did get excited when we got mail, didn't we?
We did. I'm actually more disappointed with the fact that here's this guy who read this iconic line that he should be rich doing that for such a big company, just like Susan Bennett, who's the voice of Siri. I kind of imagine that Susan is probably very well off having been the voice of... And just imagine if people run into Susan and the strange things that they would get her to say.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. Cliff can't get to the phone right now. Leave a message and he'll call you back.
I know, that's embarrassing. I get to do my phone messages. But
oh, jeez.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number four.
The day will soon come where drones are used to deliver virtually everything to our house. They're already... Who is already doing it?
Well, Amazon in Seattle, I think it is. You can get same-day delivery with Amazon, and they deliver by drone, right?
I love that. And so bring us the pizza, bring us Chinese food.
Bring us a bottle
thing
of wine.
Is coming. Thank you. Now you're talking.
Right. Well, the whole drone thing, but you're right, it raises issues with, you know, the FAA and in Australia, I guess the equivalent to that is the Civil Aviation Safety Authority. And they're investigating this video, which involves a man using a drone to deliver a sausage.
I just love the... Who would have thought in our broadcast career you would say the sentence, a man got arrested for delivering a sausage using a drone?
The guy, just love it. What? Anyway, it's just funny, delivering a sausage. This guy could get fined up to $9,000, though, because it's not clear, actually, if he was in compliance with Australia's aviation safety regulations for a sausage. Like, you get fined $9,000 for a jolly sausage. So this video, which... has apparently been taken down because we looked high and low for it. We couldn't find it. But this video features the drone flying to a local Bunnings, which is kind of like a Home Depot, picked up the sausage, which it later flew over a residential area to deliver to a man in a hot tub. I mean, this whole story is just weird and funny. You buy a sausage at a hardware store. What? And then use
a drone. This is a crazy thing.
Yeah, and deliver it to a guy in a hot tub. Not a guy standing at a grill waiting for the sausage or anything, but to a guy sitting in a hot tub. Listen, I've heard of sausages being delivered in a hot tub before, but it was nothing like this.
Listen
to this. With Cliff and Sharon, making you sound more interesting at the dinner table.
Number three.
You know what? I think minor league baseball is not only an awesome sport, but they put the fun back into the game, which is really cool. If you need more proof of this, you just have to look to this team in Jacksonville, Florida, where the team just changed its name to Jumbo Shrimp.
Oh, my God. That's going to just intimidate the opposition, isn't it?
I love it.
You think about, like, in New Zealand where the rugby players there, you've ever seen the haka? So the Maori people, the New Zealand native people, they do this dance, and it's very...
I did see that. I saw that at the Olympics.
And they're slapping their forearms, and they're doing a chant. And it's to intimidate the opposition. It's really a warrior call. So you've got that extreme of intimidating your opposition, and then you've got changing your name to Jumbo Shrimp. How glorious is that? I just love that. It's fabulous. This this team in the Southern League is no longer known as the Jacksonville Suns. Call us the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Does it give them a competitive advantage, do you think?
I don't know, man.
It's hard to oppose a team named Jumbo. I mean, everybody loves Jumbo Shrimp, right?
It's got to be. I wonder if there's some kind of sponsor tie-in. I mean, why would they choose
like Bubba Gump's Shrimp Shack or whatever things are, something like that.
If they really want to change it to something cool, change it to beer.
Right, because then you could say,
where baseball team called beer?
I know. Where are you going?
I'm going to the beer game.
Hey!
You see how
I'm coming.
Works?
Yeah, yeah.
Where are you going? I'm going to the Jumbo Shrimp game. It doesn't have the same feel to it.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. The other side of the news.
Number two.
Sharon, we just chatted with Siri, who we hacked on the iPhone to give us some really interesting answers. We do that every day, talking about fortune tellers. And I've got to get you to share your fortune teller story, because I remember you telling me this story. And this is one of those things you've just got to share with the audience.
Well, this is kind of weird. Years and years and years ago, I went to a psychic, and it was a bit of a lark, actually, with a couple of girlfriends. And this guy, this is back in Australia, and this guy had a column in a women's magazine or whatever, you know, some psychic thing. And so we decided to go to him, and we had to take an audio cassette because, oh, God, that's dating me, isn't it? We had to take an audio cassette so he could record it for us. And so we went along there, and he said to me right off the bat, I know you're skeptical about this. And he really didn't tell me anything about my life as it was or about my past that really gave me any reason to believe him or go, oh my God, this guy knows things about me.
Mm-hmm.
But he told me things that were going to happen in the future. Have any of them happened? No. The things I remember, because I've long lost the tape or thrown it out or whatever, the things I remember are, one, that I would sail through the Greek islands. That sounds nice. Love to do that. And that's still possible. I've been to Greece once. I loved it. That's possible, I suppose. Another thing he said, that I would be decorated in my lifetime, as in like an award, like a, I don't know, some medal thing, you know, like that kind of thing.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
I don't know what I'm about to do. Maybe I'll do some heroic act or something and get... But the third thing that really sticks out to me that he told me is he told me I would get a boil on my back passage. A boil on my bum.
What a random thing to tell you.
I know.
The important thing is, did you end up with a boil on your back passage?
No, okay. I've never had a boil on my bum, but I was just blown away. Who even says that? Are you going to get a boil on your back passage? On the tape, when I listened to it back, I could hear myself gasp. Like, who says that? I was just disgusted. That's like, I'm happy for the other things to happen. The boil on the bum? No, no.
Listen. Listen.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Number one.
It's interesting, you know, the video or post on social media that get the most views is anything to do with any animal.
Right?
Cats specifically. Cats, singing,
goats.
Playing the piano, dog, goats. Goats are huge. This is the first time I think tortoises have probably made that list, especially two tortoises getting jiggy with it.
Oh, look, there is this video online. There's this tortoise making a noise. Well, here it is. Here's the noise. If you've ever wondered if it's ever kept you awake at night, what do two tortoises sound like when they're making love? This is it. I mean, this is a male tortoise, and he's on top. And he keeps saying what sounds like him saying, wow, which is kind of interesting. Now, as you can imagine, they're not fast movers. The whole lovemaking is not very energetic. But with the tortoise saying, wow, all the time, it kind of makes him sound like he's having a good time, right? Maybe it's his first time, and maybe he's just very easily impressed, right?
First or thousands, it doesn't really matter. It's all good.
He was certainly impressed when he was having a casual conversation with this guy.
Third time to the zoo this week.
Wow.
Just hanging out here alone.
Wow.
Carol left me.
Wow.
My best friend, Mark.
Wow.
Yeah. Never saw it coming.
Wow.
She cleared out the bank account.
Wow.
And took the kids in the only car.
Wow.
But I still have my annual zoo pass.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Good times.
Yeah.
I'm kind of interested to know, how long did it actually last?
Well, I don't know. I didn't watch the video all the way to the end because, well, maybe you do want to. Maybe you want to see the happy ending. Maybe you do. Tortoise happy ending. Did they light up afterwards? I don't know.
Wow.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.